There's some bad news for parents of kids heading toward college. A study released today says the cost for attending state colleges and universities is increasing, at the same time that money for financial aid is dropping. According to the study, 16 states have increased tuition and fees at public colleges and universities by more than 10% over the last year. Joining us now is Patrick Callen. He's the president of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education, which released the study. Mr. Callen, first of all, your study concludes that colleges and universities are becoming less affordable. Why is it happening right now at this moment?
Well, it's the financial situation the state is facing. I mean, almost all states are in financial trouble. And for this recession and for the past few recessions, higher education has sort of become the cash cow. It's one of the easiest places to cut because it doesn't have some of the constitutional protections that, in many cases, public schools have. And because you can pass a lot of these costs from the colleges down to the students and their families.
And why is financial aid down right now?
Because for the same reason, people are doing it to save money, and this is something that we have not seen much of in previous recessions. States have been very aware of the need to, even when budgets are tight, to increase financial aid when they're increasing tuition. But in this case, a number of states, including some fairly large states like Massachusetts and Illinois, made fairly draconian cuts in financial aid while they were increasing tuition.
Now, Massachusetts apparently had the highest hike, 24%. Is that a good example of what's going on? And how does that, can you just lay out how that would affect a student in terms of real tuition?
Well, if your tuition goes up basically by a factor of 25%, it means you have three or four options. Some students will have to borrow more money, and we know that the tendency towards very large debt keeps growing every year. Other students will reduce their course load so they can work more and help to pay for this, and that means, of course, that they'll finish college slower and that their chances of finishing at all may be diminished, and some students won't come at all.
Is there evidence that students are leaving college, are dropping out because of these tuition hikes?
It's too early to tell, but we have seen this happen in previous recessions. In the recession of the early 90s, California cut enrollments by about 200,000 students. And, you know, recessions are when usually enrollments increase because people come back to college to get skills, to get back in the labor force. And so you should be seeing just the opposite, enrollments going up. But it's too early for us to tell which students are coming and which students aren't.
Also, I understand there's an increase in a number of states have actually increased tuitions at mid-year. Is that right?
That's right. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Oregon, Virginia have. And in some states, they've done a fairly decent job. I think California would be an example of trying to cover the students who might be worst affected by this with financial aid. And in other states, like Massachusetts, they have done very little.
Your study points out the problem. Do you have any ideas for reversing this trend?
Well, I think it will take some better political leadership. I mean, no one could argue that higher education isn't going to have cuts when everything else in the state budgets are having cuts. But governors and legislatures are going to, I think, need to do three things. One is resist the temptation to cut more from higher education. Secondly, no matter how bad the budget is, find the money for student financial aid. I mean, Americans just don't buy the idea that anyone should not be able to go to college because of their family income. And third, we have a set of colleges in the country, mostly community colleges, that are sort of the entry point for many students. And special attention needs to be made that we don't squeeze people out of those places, because that is sort of the educational safety net. There's no place left for people to get educated if that happens.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patrick Callen is president of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education.